producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Well, that's good. It's good to be live. It's good to be above ground, folks, as this is the month of my 115th birthday, August. It's something, the older I get, it's hard for me to remember the names of all the months and tie my shoes. But here I am sitting in for Scott on What's on Your Mind. A historic morning. This is the day, 40 years ago, Richard Milhouse Nixon, cried uncle, facing certain impeachment over Watergate, with the midterm elections just same amount of time away, 3 months, he said uncle and quit. And he most surely would have been removed, you know, although Johnson and Clinton both survived the trial in the Senate. Nixon wouldn't have. Both the Senate was overwhelmingly against him, and it would have been a slam dunk. And plus, you know, remember that a month later, Jerry Ford pardoned him, probably keeping him out of jail. So anyway, the end of the Nixon era was today, 40 years ago. Now, it looks like last night the president said he finally noticed that ISIS wants to completely exterminate this poor band of very unique religion. There's about 40,000 of them up in the mountains close to the Kurdish part of Iraq, and they literally have no water. It's 100 degrees, so first of all, they've been dropping in some food and some water, but Obama said, we're going to try to help you survive, because this is real absolute genocide. All 40,000 of them, they're called heretics. See, they believe in baptism. They believe in circumcision. They've taken bits and pieces from several religions from Persia and around the world and have their own unique, very, very unique, but what the radical ISIS Muslims call apostate religion. So they're literally in dire straits. This is on the front page of the three newspapers that I looked at this morning, Minneapolis Trib, USA Today, and the Fargo Forum. In the front page is Kevin Love's name. He's going to Cleveland, and we're going to get three first-round draft picks that are already there and coming. So, the Timberwolves are going to go real young, and now LeBron has got Kevin. They've got a... People are saying, hey, the Cavs look like they got a shot at it. So Kevin got signed up for $1 zillion. They can't make it official until the 23rd of August or so, but it's a done deal. Now, Fridays around here now is, are you kidding me? It's a feature that we want to provoke. Call in 855-200-1776, line 2. Some of the things suggested are, you know, they had this ex-wife sale in the... Guy had along the street in Fargo, above chainsaws and duct tapes and shovels. It was, some people didn't think that was really in good taste, having, you know, some of the brutal artifacts of, you know, literally, it's ex-wife sale. It looked pretty grim and macabre, really. And then the Grand Forks police getting ready to record you if they arrest you. That's another thing that's irksome to many. Target publicly endorsing same-sex marriage. Will that help them or hurt them? And then the University of Minnesota president says, you can't bring Redskins into our house, because the Vikings, you know, while they're building the new Viking Stadium in Minneapolis, they're playing over there in TCF Field out there at the University of Minnesota. So how does that grab you? And the tribal leaders at Fort Berthold Reservation are proposing fees for companies that burn waste and natural gas for flaring, and Energy Secretary Munitz aware of Bakken challenges. Is going to be here with Scott later in the week. Scott hosts hours 2 and 3 live at the National Center for Energy Excellence at Bismarck State College, because the U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Munitz is coming. Then, of course, at 8:20, next segment, we got the Golden Girl, Blanquita Cullum. She might be interested in all kinds of topics going on, maybe a little reminiscence about 40 years ago and the absolutely impending impeachment of Nixon and his announcement. How does that compare to our current commander-in-chief? And then we have Scott Honor, who's running for Minnesota governor candidate, and they have a primary in Minnesota on Tuesday. And they've got Marty Seifert and Scott Johnson, and they got quite a field that are going to be on the primary ballot. I think Abler is running on the Senate seat, but it looks like pretty much a slam dunk for Mike McFadden on the Senate side. He's raised $4 million, and it looks as though Mr. Franken doesn't want to talk about his 97% agreement ratio with our president. Remember, he was swept into power by the massive 300 votes on the long in 2008. I'll tell you, the coattails of Mr. Obama were very long indeed, and they are not very long indeed now. He has stumbled to his lowest recognition of positiveness since, I think it's his approval rating's down to 40, and in some issues, like foreign policy, 71%. Now, that's going to take a pop in his direction because of his willingness to possibly even bomb ISIS. So we will see. But the fact of the matter is, only 3 months out from very, very important Senate and election. To put this in perspective, after the Nixon debacle, they got super majorities in both the House and the Senate. So poor Ford couldn't do a thing. He was absolutely stymied and everything. And I think they picked up 50 House seats. So the Republicans are hoping that because of all of the cries for impeachment for Obama and all of the district, you know, the IRS and the whole litany of scandals, all the way from Benghazi to Fast and Furious to you name it, the absolutely porous, non-existent border. If you feel that Obama's a better man than Nixon or a worse man, why don't you give us a call on that subject too? You know, are you kidding me? 855-200-1776. For the remainder of this segment, which isn't, you're welcome to call. And then we have some more open phones in the last segment of this morning show. And then, of course, Scott, he has got David Gooden, President and Chief Executive Officer, MDU, at 9:30. But open phones at 9:06 on what's on your mind. And then they've got BNSF Executive Matt Rose on getting ag products transported. You know, there's some conflict and some competition between oil and ag out there, especially west and Bakken. And then at 10, Carrie Knutson, Vice President for National Center for Energy Excellence at Bismarck State College, on the visit of Energy Secretary Monets and how the school is helping to staff the oil boom. So this is how the morning is. Now, the Twins, they lost again to Oakland. They have not beaten Oakland in Oakland since 2012. They got three more to go out there, and Oakland has got the best record in all of baseball. So good luck. Twins are showing some signs of life. Their pitching staff, they got two guys with double-digit wins. The last 3 years have been pretty horrific, losing 99, 96, 96 in the last 3 years in games out of the 162. So they're doing better, but, you know, hey, you got to love them because they'll disappoint you. They won three in a row and then they lost one. So feel free to call 855-200-1770. And in the meantime, I'll continue to talk about something really happy to me, is that we are going to have a Freedom Club meeting in Grand Forks on the 18th of August. And it's going to be in Ferguson Bookstore, and that is on Washington, 1720 South Washington Street in the Grand Cities Mall. It's going to be at 7 o'clock in the Ferguson Bookstore. Just this guy, he buys tons of used books. If you've got books, don't throw them away. He'll give you something if he can use them. You know, he said the free marketplace, but he's in part of the old Sears store. And I walked in there, and he had on this T-shirt, Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged. And he is on the school board in Grand Forks. He's just a solid conservative. I first met him when I was a speaker at a Tea Party. And he sold my book, Threefold Plan to Save America. So here we are in a bookstore, and he's going to let me have a table with my books and Scott Hennin's Grassroots books for sale right there in his bookstore. That's the kind of a team player he is. He really wants to establish the Freedom Club, committed to faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise. And folks, we need to get together. We need to, everybody that cares about those things, traditional marriage, Judeo-Christian faith, all of these things, and all freedoms, from the right to bear arms, freedom of speech, privacy, freedom of religion, all of these things are beset. So the Freedom Club welcomes you. Why don't you go to flagfamily.com, check on Freedom Club, join us, and we'll be back with more of the Common Sense Club and get Blanquita in just a few minutes.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Hey, folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, ladies and gentlemen. This is a segment, and this is Mark, the Freedom Poet, sitting in for Leon and Scott this morning. And I have a, I understand, Blanquita, that you're an ex-wife. Is that true?
It's true.
Well, we have a lunatic that put up a big sign here by his shop that is attracting a lot of so much controversy. He went and took it down. Here's what it said out front of his Fargo contracting supply store. It said, ex-wife sale, duct tape, chainsaw, shovels. You know,
wow.
That sounds like, can you imagine up in the upper Midwest, nice having something like that? It literally drew a firestorm of let's say indignation.
Well, it just gives you an idea of a guy that is kind of violent and wants to lash back and you know, physically hurt someone. That's pretty frightening. You know, look, people that get divorced obviously are not getting along because they're getting divorced. And at some point, especially those of us who got a divorce and have children, you got to put it behind you, your anger, because to the extent that your soon-to-be ex can be a good parent to your children, that's what you want. The rest of it, you know, is you'll deal with. And some people have a harder time than others because they've had some very, very difficult times in the marriage. But ultimately, you got to let that crap go.
You know, that is great advice. And, you know, I know I have some friends that are getting a divorce, and it's really important to not use the kids as pawns. Try to respect each other, at least to the children, you know, because they're their mom and dad, too.
Well, and also, they're going to be, kids need a good father and they need a good mother. And
right.
Even if the parent is not particularly a good parent, it's better to have them see the good attributes in the parent than the bad ones. And, you know, otherwise the kids suffer. You're exactly right. The first thing they want to know, did I cause it? Was it my fault?
Sure.
And, you know, that's a hard one.
Well, anyway, I thought that you might have an interesting take on that, and you did, and I appreciate
blown away.
It. You know,
do we know a follow-up on that story? Do we know what happened afterwards?
A firestorm. Of course, the abuse centers raised all kinds of cane, and they took down the sign pretty quickly and got a lot of calls. So I guess the early calls, some of them were favorable. You know, there's a lot of disgruntled men out there, but it's kind of a big brouhaha, and now it looks to be over for the most part.
Well, you raised something that's very interesting, and I would tell you that in this journey that women have had to try to establish themselves as equal partners, a lot of respect from men, from women to men, and vice versa, it has been like so forced on them that a real genuine respect of men to women and women to men has been compromised, and I think we need to learn how to do that again.
You know, I think that this business probably will suffer. The business that the guy put this pretty callous sign up in front of probably will feel some pain in the future, I would think, you know. The story went viral. It got some national attention. So, but anyway, this is the 40th anniversary of Tricky Dick saying, I quit. Facing absolutely inevitable impeachment, and
right.
Do you have any thoughts about that, or the Christian and you know, the persecution of ISIS, of various cults and religious groups?
Well, I was raised by a family. You talk about mom and dad. My dad was a yellow dog Democrat. I adored my father, but my uncle Jack Irwin, John J. Irwin, was Nixon's first chief of staff when he was a member of Congress. Later, as my uncle was very old and dying, I had to call Nixon. Now, of course, you know, I was raised in a family that didn't like Nixon.
Right.
So I called his staff. I spoke with Rose Woods, and she was very kind to me. And Nixon wrote a really lovely letter to my uncle prior to him passing away. You know, people that I've known that have served Nixon said that he had his quirks, but he was very brilliant. Frankly, I'd rather have Nixon right now than and dealing with his foreign policy, and hopefully the president will exercise some muscle to help out these Christians. If we don't do that, I mean, we don't stand for anything. So I hope that his actions will turn out to be good, and he's going to have to back them up. He stepped into the arena. He can't just turn around and back off.
You know, of all the speeches he's given lately, I have to say I appreciated America's going to help. You know, I don't want America to fail, but you're right. I've sensed that Obama's extremely weak and a much worse president than Nixon ever was.
Well, Nixon, you know, he had certain issues, but he did a lot of great things. And he did, you know, he got us out of Vietnam. He actually opened up the door into China in a very diplomatic way. People that served him said that he was a very fair president. Now, did he have issues? Yes. Did I agree with what he did in Watergate? Absolutely not. But if we're going to take his position side by side in certain issues compared to other presidents, he probably was not that bad a president. And unfortunately, you know, you have to keep the you have to try to be seated in life when you're as a president. And you know, his Watergate issue looks very minor in comparison to some of the issues that we have with the IRS, etc. Under this president.
That's right. That was the point I was kind of getting at. And another thing that's troubled me greatly is his seemingly belief that there's some kind of moral equivalency between Hamas and Israel fighting for their very survival. And that really bothers me.
Well, you're right to be bothered. Sounds like you've got a good conscience and a good head on your shoulders.
You know, the Jewish people, I heard Savage say one time, if the Arabs laid down, all of the people surrounding Israel laid down their arms tomorrow, there would be a great feast and rejoicing in Israel, and everybody'd be happy. And if Israel laid down all their weapons, unilaterally disarmed, this strange leftist idea that if you have a good example, you know, the world will follow. And if they laid down all their arms, Savage said they'd all be dead in 24 hours. There would be no Israel. You know, that's just a harsh reality.
And the other part of it is, you know, we come from a mindset since the Vietnam War that we don't like to fight to win. We don't like to fight. And, you know, we teach our kids that the competition is not good. Everybody needs to win. But when it comes to your national security, the protection of lives and everything that's valuable to you, I think we have to regain some of the sense that our forefathers had, even going back to World War II.
Imagine if we wouldn't have won the Battle of the Bulge. History pivots, you know.
Correct.
But for success at Normandy and some of these other incredible battles.
And you think about it, I don't know what faith you are. I grew up as Catholic. And I learned all as a young child about all these people that had to stand up for their faith. And you see, even in our recent history, looking at World War II, how many people died because they were Jewish. Now we're looking again at what's happening with people who are Christian. And out there, they think nothing about bringing back crucifixions and the most brutal kinds of insidious ways to kill people that we think we're in a time of our lives that people are more civil. They're not. They're more brutal.
But they're not. Man is basically pretty raw. Thanks, Blanquita. More of...
Take care.
Very important question.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Here on the What's On Your Mind first hour of three, followed by the Common Sense Club with Leon Francis. This is Mark, the Freedom Poet, sitting in for Scott and Leon this morning. And we are delighted to have Scott Honor on the line with us. He's running for governor in the primary, the Republican primary, where you're going to have your fate decided, your political fate, at least in this round, decided on Tuesday. How are you doing, Scott?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Yep, glad to have you. You picked up a pretty impressive endorsement here not long ago. Laura Ingraham, that's pretty stout.
Yeah, you know, it was great having Laura in town last Sunday. We had a big rally in Chanhassen, and I think she really likes the fact that I'm calling things like they are, that I'm willing to call for true reduction in spending, that I'm the only one running that's calling to end Minter. I'm the only one that's talking about this immigration crisis and asking our president to stop sending these children to Minnesota and to not bring our immigration crisis from the southern border or a state border. I'm the only one calling for term limits. And I think Laura really appreciates that and you know, believes like I do that we need more business leaders in government. We need more citizen legislators. And that you know, we have real issues that our state's facing that we need to show strong leadership on.
I noticed another thing that was pretty dynamic and sets you apart is you called for a right-to-work state. Is that correct?
Well, I did, and that's because I want to create more jobs in Minnesota. And you know, I spent my career in business. I helped build a firm that bought 60 companies. So we had 50,000 employees, $20 billion in sales. And most of those companies, when we bought them, were underperforming. Now, we had to turn them around and get them on a better path. And I know how to focus on results. I know how to build the right team to get that job done. And when I looked at the state of the regulatory environment in this state, our tax environment, the fact that we're not a right-to-work state, you know, where we have compulsory unions, it was not creating the competitive advantage that we should. And that's what I'm about. It's about how do we see Minnesota fulfill its potential? Because we're underachieving our potential right now. And according to the state's own Department of Employment and Economic Development, half of the workforce in Minnesota today is underemployed, meaning people are qualified to earn more than they're currently earning. And doing things like becoming a right-to-work state and having a more fair regulatory environment, increasing the speed for permitting. We just saw a company in Grand Rapids Vegetation move 100 jobs to Indiana because Indiana gave a permit for 9 months, and Minnesota said it'd take 3 years. We've got to be making these smart decisions that are going to improve our opportunity for Minnesota to have a job and to earn more.
Well, we got a Facebook comment from Marilyn Hagland who says, Scott Honor will be on your show. Excellent. He's what Minnesota needs. It's Jay Johnson. Oh, my. OMG. What was the party thinking? He authored hate crimes bill with DFL Keith Ellison, who joined at the hip of Obama. Scott is the only one with guts to call out Dayton and Obama and illegal immigrant children in our state. Anyway, that's kind of an affirming little Facebook comment.
Yeah, nice to hear that. And, I will say, there is a real difference between me and these other candidates running. They're already basically apologizing for why they're not going to be able to get things done. They're looking to play doorway. I'm looking to go forward and go on offense. And, Jeff Johnson has said that he doesn't think there's enough time to figure out the budget in the first biennium of an administration. He wants to wait 2 years to tackle the budget. This is urgent business. That's unacceptable. We need a leader that's willing to show real leadership, and frankly, someone that's up to the challenge of taking our conservative principles across the state of Minnesota and showcase why these ideas will make people's lives better. That's what we're about, and we need leaders that are able to articulate that case. And one thing I know from having been in countless negotiations, a lot more than the three other guys I'm running against. You don't start by guessing where you're going to end up and then having that be the line you draw for negotiating. You want to start with what's your best position and then go articulate it. And if these guys are, they're folding the hand before they even take a look at it.
You're also standing for lower individual and corporate tax rates, simpler code. Allow subchapter S corporations to reinvest in their business without paying punishing taxes, eliminating the death tax, estate taxes. You've got a lot of really good and conservative ideas, and they sound like you might have read something from Milton Friedman once or twice.
Art Laffer, the economist that helped Ronald Reagan create his economic program, is a strong supporter of me and his endorsement. And we've got, I think, the most bold plan for reducing spending, for lowering taxes. It's about bringing forth the best ideas. And, we can't just see, changes that are on the fringe. We've got to make bold changes. This state spends 2.5 times more per citizen today as it did in 1980 in real dollars, inflation adjusted. And we're not getting more value. I notice it driving around this state every day in my F-350. We could certainly put some more money into roads and bridges. And the fact that we have a government that doesn't know how to prioritize spending and just talking about bridges, 10% of our bridges in this state are considered unsafe right now. And we have a governor and a legislature that just passed $77 million to build a state senate office building. And they took money away from bridge repair. I mean, that's completely irresponsible. And, we've shown and put forth on our website at honorforgovernor.com a detailed plan for how to reduce spending. We put forth a detailed plan for how to improve the economy and the opportunity for jobs by reducing taxes, lowering the amount of regulations, increasing the speed at which government operates, and doing other smart things that will encourage growth. So, we're the ones showing real leadership on it. We're not shying away from it. We're not playing the political game of, just saying what's easy at the moment. Another example. Yeah, go ahead.
And another example of you having the courage to be not politically correct is you say you oppose the illegal immigrants coming into our state. What would you do about that as a governor? It's sort of a federal debacle, but kids are actually coming to just virtually all the states in various numbers.
Illegal. We need a governor who's willing to be an advocate for the citizens of the state. I'm the only one running as a Republican who said a thing about this. And what I've said is, tolerate the federal government sending 173 illegal children to our state. That's already happened this year. We don't know where they are. We have a U.S. congressman from Minnesota, Keith Ellison, who's asking the governor to spend our state taxpayer dollars and invite more of these children here. Well, I'm the only one who stood up and said, you know, Governor Dayton, you owe it to the citizens of Minnesota to ask the president to not only not send these children here, but to make a clear, very declarative statement to Central America that we're not tolerating these kids coming across our border. Please don't send your children here. We're going to send them right back. We need to have a secure border. And that's got to be a top priority. Look, this affects everyone in the country. And so if the president isn't showing the leadership, which he isn't, we need the governors to stand up and put pressure on them to defend the sovereignty of our nation. And that's the kind of leader I'll be.
You know, Michelle Bachmann went down there and took pictures. We have no border. Everybody that wants to is coming in. And she said 80% of the people pouring across the border aren't little kids. She said not in little baskets like Moses. They're teenage men or older coming in. So they could be from any country in the world. They could be coming in to do us harm. I mean, it seems like, you know, you're actually, if you're the governor, then you're sort of in charge of the National Guard for your state. I think Texas is even going ahead with the Texas Rangers, and they're getting real serious about defending their border against invasion. But why don't we have a president that helps, you know?
Well, I certainly agree with that one. And, you know, as governor, I'll show that kind of leadership. And you know, you're right about the other consequences of this open border. You know, we have a major heroin problem in Minnesota. You know, we have heroin coming from Mexico. We have a gang problem tied to that heroin problem. The security and the rights of our citizens here in Minnesota be directly affected by this president's failure to secure our border.
Well, in the couple of minutes that we have, why don't you tell people kind of as concise as you can why they should vote for you on Tuesday?
Well, I appreciate that. I think that it starts with the fact that I come from the private sector and that I'm not looking for a career in politics. I want to make the best decisions on behalf of the citizens of this state. And I'm not going to be beholden to special interests as I look to make those decisions. We'll act in the best interest of Minnesota. You know, and again, I've got the boldest plan for how to reduce spending. I'm the only one calling to end Minshew. I'm the only one talking about this immigration crisis and the only one calling for term limits. And in addition to all that, I've got the plan and the resources to beat the governor. I've got the best team. So I asked Karen Housley to be my lieutenant governor candidate. I was so thrilled she accepted because she, like me, is a businesswoman, although also now a first-term state senator. And has that touch of experience of government, sees that there's a lack of common sense there in St. Paul, and will be a great partner with me in this effort, a great advocate for Minnesotans. And we've raised significantly more money than anyone else. I've raised twice as much as Governor Dayton so far this year. I've raised significantly more than any other Republican running, and that matters too because we need a candidate that can get the word out and be able to take the governor and his supporters on because they're going to have the firepower that they've had in the past, and we're the only ones that can go toe-to-toe with them. And so we're just encouraging people to get out to the polls on Tuesday and vote for me and Karn and help us get this state back on the right track. Because we have a great state. I'm optimistic about the future of Minnesota. But we've got to make the right decisions about how we put it on a better path to really see us fulfill our potential. And I hope folks out there, I'm on my way to Moorhead right now, as a matter of fact, campaigning. My parents started the week in War Road, and they're driving down. We're meeting up in Moorhead this afternoon. And we're working to get the word out, and I certainly would appreciate everyone's support.
Are you going to be at a particular place in Moorhead?
We're touring around, some different businesses and whatnot, but we're having lunch at the Frying Pan out on 10. So
okay, the lunch at the frying pan if you want to meet Scott Honor if you're in the Morehead area. Folks, find out, go to the Secretary of State, find out where you're going to vote. Vote on Tuesday, and thanks, Scott.
What's on your mind? Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime means big-time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota, the premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right, a buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August. And that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com. Enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06 and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What's on your mind? I'm Mark, the Freedom Poet. Thank you for listening today. We have a lot of, this is Friday, and they have the feature, Are You Kidding Me?, is a regular Friday event. One thing that seems to be attracting some attention is the difference between Nixon and Obama. You know, it was 40 years ago today, August 8th, that Nixon said, I'm going to quit. I'm going to step down. And he was on the verge of being impeached. It was just inevitable because they had huge majorities in both the House and the Senate, the Democrats, I mean. And while the Republicans have a huge majority in the House, they have impeachment efforts would go absolutely nowhere in the Senate. They wouldn't even get a hearing because you need 67 senators to remove from office. But they definitely probably had 70 or more to impeach Nixon. We got a response to What's On Your Mind Radio.com. A lady by the name of Kathy said this. The difference between Nixon and Obama, that Nixon was man enough and loved his country enough to step down so that America could move forward. It seems as though Obama lacks the passion for this country that we should expect from the President of the United States. The man has been given one of the most lavish lifestyles of anyone on earth on the backs of hardworking Americans. Why does he act like he hates the very country he was elected to lead and protect? I think we are weary of the lack of leadership and the divisions that have deeply divided our people. You know what? I think so too, Kathy. I think he's the most divisive president in my lifetime. And Fox is now relating that the first airstrikes have actually hit to some convoys and some positions of ISIS in Iraq. So, you know what? Thank you for showing a little backbone for those people facing brutal and crucifixion and beheading kind of annihilation, genocide, truly of the most horrific order against minority religions and a profound hate for Christians as well as Jews. Anybody, in fact, this minority sect that is in so great peril, dying of thirst and in the mountains, they're called devil worshipers. And, you know, it's just ironic. In fact, even the wrong kind of Muslims are called apostates. So ISIS hates everybody that doesn't agree exactly with them. True Nazi, literally Nazi Islamist. And the fact that we've allowed them to get so established, they've taken over many, many towns. This is very, very serious. Obama was told about this for many, many months and did nothing. He pulled out of Iraq too abruptly. Obviously, he's made a disaster. You know, here we have the press, just sycophant press, just loving him. And still, 71% of the American people in the recent poll regard his foreign policy as just horrific. Now, these airstrikes, just watch. His marks will improve. And you know what? I say, when you're right, way to be. So that's one issue. That this is something that very reminiscent of this hue and cry that we had for many years up here, the Sioux up in UND, all of that controversy. Now the University of Minnesota president says to the Redskins, the Washington Redskins, they're not welcome to come out to the University of Minnesota and play at TCF Field. The Vikings are scheduled to play them there. He says, you're not welcome here. Isn't that kind of interesting? What do you think about that? 855-200-1776 if you want to weigh in on any of the amazing, intense events that are going on in the world. You know, I basically was gone from the Flag family working for a friend of mine running, a couple of friends running for United States Senate. Both came in second out of fields of five for the primary. Great people, and I'd do it again. But in that short time, we had the incredible Hamas-Israel war, 3,500 missiles shot, all of these tunnels, all of these deaths, as Hamas shielded their launch sites and their tunnel sites with human shields of innocent people and then fired rockets at innocent people anywhere in Israel. You know, there's no comparison. You've got absolute depraved animals on the one hand and noble people trying to literally fight for their very existence on the other hand. So that's pretty wild. Also, the Freedom Club seems to be percolating and perking right up. We're going to have a meeting on the 18th of August at Ferguson Bookstore, 1720 Washington. That's a Grand Cities mall there in the old Sears store. He's got a lot of space. He buys and sells used books. He's got a terrific supply and people bring him books, and he gives them something rather than just throwing away your books. But Dane Ferguson's just a wonderful guy, and he's going to host at 7 o'clock next Monday, a week from Monday on the 18th of August, Freedom Club, committed to faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise there at Ferguson Bookstore. Then we locked in out in Tioga, KTGO, we're coming back. We were out there in just a brutally icy, cold winter day and had a really nice turnout at the Farm Festival building. Well, we've got it again, but this time shouldn't be snow. We're coming to Tioga on the 20th, 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. We'll be there in September 20th. So encourage you to be there. I'll be talking to Leon about that this afternoon. Thank you for listening to What's on Your Mind. Scott's going to pick up the reins here in just a few minutes from Bismarck. So stay tuned for more What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Affordable housing is here in the Bakken, Stanley, North Dakota, Frontier Village. Tell you about some friends of mine. They have a beautiful three-bedroom home there. Nice kitchen, dining room. The bedrooms, by the way, walk-in closets, nice big mudroom, living room. I mean, this thing is unbelievable. Two decks, a parking pad. Right now today, $7,000 down, $1,200 a month. You own that home in Stanley, North Dakota. Walking distance to schools, three blocks north of Cashwise. Frontier Village, call 701-628-1215 today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.